All right, it's Folk Fest week. As you all know, it's Folk Fest week here in Juneau, which we're very excited about. And there's just music in the air all around here. And joining us right now, Foghorn String Band. Welcome to all of you. Thanks for coming in.
Thank you.
Thanks for having us.
Can we go down this way and just introduce yourselves?
My name is Nadine Landry. I'm the upright bass player.
All right.
My name is Reeb Wilms. I'm playing guitar and singing.
My name is Caleb Clowder, playing the mandolin. I'll be singing.
I'm Sammy Lind, playing fiddle.
All right. Where you all hail from?
Well, the band originated in Portland, Oregon, and two of us still live there. Caleb and Reeb live there. And then Sammy and Nadine now live out in eastern Quebec in Pointe.
Oh, all right.
International band.
I love it. You got visas and passports and all that stuff coming in. All right, very good.
Fake identity.
Yes, that's right.
I just got to say one thing.
Yes.
#weekend.
Oh, what? Yeah, that's good. I like that. What's that all about?
It's about weekend. Well, pretty much every night is Saturday night with the Foghorn String Band. When you come to see our show on Monday night in Ketchikan or Tuesday night, it's actually Saturday.
All right.
So we're just promoting weekend fun
all right.
all the time.
You guys own that hashtag.
Live it up.
Yeah, very good. All right, well, should we just, you guys have your instruments? It looks like you're primed, ready to go. I think there's no better introduction just to play some music.
Great. All right.
That would be great if you guys would indulge us. Here are the Foghorn String Band, which are the guest music dance group. They're going to be playing at 9:20 tonight over at the Jack at the Alaska Folk Fest. Here they are. Hit it.
All right. Well, we got dubbed by a good friend the Robins of Folk Fest, the Spring Bird of Folk Fest. So here's a little spring song for you called Little Annie.
Fantastic. Tell me a little bit about the history of that song, or tell me about that.
It's an old song.
Yeah.
I learned it, well, Caleb and I learned it from an old recording of the Lilly Brothers, who were from out east.
Yeah.
And they
West
do a great
Virginia.
Yeah, they're from West Virginia, but they lived in Boston for a long time and performed a lot there. They stayed pretty local in Boston, and they had a regular gig at this country bar, and so they didn't get out and tour a lot, so...
Uh-huh.
They're not as well known as some of the touring bluegrass acts of that era, but...
Is there a certain inspiration you take from either time periods or, you know, certain tracks of bluegrass? Or do you like to experiment? Or is that a dumb question?
No, not a dumb question.
Not a dumb question,
Just kind of hits you. You know, this song in particular and the Lilly Brothers there's a fellow up in Bellingham, Washington, near where Reba lived. Reba actually used to live in Bellingham. And this guy just kind of found us, and I think he really appreciates our style of music because he grew up right down the street from the Lilly Brothers. He's actually claims to be their personal historian, if not Everett Lilly specifically, who was the mandolin player in the band. And he just grew up with those brothers, and they were really close buddies. And now he lives in Bellingham, and he just loves this music, and he has all these old radio show recordings, and some of the recordings are horrible, but there's like these gems of music in there, and he's been sharing this stuff with us, and like
that's cool,
like sending CD after CD and like stuff in the mail to our house.
So you find it seems like it must seem like you have these little precious gifts that come to you that no one else gets, and
exactly.
We're gonna play this song, and that's awesome.
And that song's not super rare in the sense that no one else has heard it. It's just that when we heard it, it kind of struck. And
it really hit you,
And you know, Everett Lilly's mandolin playing, to me at least, as far as mandolin players go, is really inspirational. And I played for a long time without even knowing who he was. And as soon as I hear him, I'm like, that's exactly how I want to play. Even though I've kind of been playing that way all along, it's just like. He and I come from the same, I guess, instinct of how you want to play the tune. Basically, like, kind of playing the mandolin like a fiddle as much as you can, or a real old-timey style, if you will. Cool. Even though he was a bluegrass player. Everett Lilly, this is kind of funny, Everett Lilly said that Bill Monroe was way too modern. But Bill Monroe would never
say that. Modern stuff.
You know?
Well, let's hear it. If you got we got time to hear at least one more. You guys want to play another one for us? That'd
I think
be great.
Nadine's going to sing one for you.
Oh,
this
all right.
A great, beautiful song we've been playing on and off.
Should we switch? You want to switch up mics here? You got the upright bass player's got to move around here. So
Nadine is from Eastern Quebec, and this song also comes from Eastern Quebec.
Or Eastern Canada.
Eastern Canada, from the great, late Hank Arsenault.
You can move that mic around if you want, although that might be good for...
Oh, I think it'll
okay,
be good.
Okay.
Here's the one called A Fool Such As I.
Two. Sing along.
Three.
That's it for Juno Afternoon. Can you play us out with a little bit more of that? A little bit more. We got another 15 seconds. Thanks, everyone, for joining us. And have a great Folk Fest, everyone.